Zero to Book is brought to you by Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing and sales podcast network. Find more great shows and education at rainmaker.fm.
A lot of people aspire to write a book. Maybe you do, but you probably know it's a complex process. Zero to Book is documenting the journey from start to finish so you can learn how to take your book from an idea to a published product. Listen in as best-selling author Jeff Goins helps Pamela Wilson go from zero to book.
Jeff, I came across a quote, and I want to read it to you. It's pretty amazing.
Okay.
And it goes back to this concept of our big idea that we've been talking about since the very beginning of this podcast. So it's from Claire Booth Luce, who was a journalist, a scriptwriter, a playwright. She was also a diplomat. She was a congressional representative. She did a little bit of everything. She was very well connected back in the 1960s and before then. But in the 1960s, she was connected to the president, to John F. Kennedy, and she asked really good questions. So I came across this and I wanted to read it to you. In September 1962, Claire Booth Luce met with John F. Kennedy, and she knew him kind of socially and through her work as a journalist. And she said to him, "I woke this morning with a thought. The greater a man is, the easier it is to describe his greatness in a single sentence." And then she said, "Does anyone need to tell you the name of these men? He died to save us. He discovered America. He preserved the Union and freed the slaves. He lifted us out of a depression and won a great world war. What's on my mind, Mr. President, is what sentence will describe you when you leave here."
Wow.
I know. It's like exactly like our big idea concept, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's what we always have to come back to. At this point in our podcast process, I'm getting ready to sit down and actually start the physical writing of this book. And I found that quote and thought it was a perfect time to come back to this concept of make sure you have your big idea crystal clear before you put your fingers on your keyboard.
Yeah. Well, here's the disappointing part of that. It'll change.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe that's not disappointing, but I mean, it's like I'm going through this myself. You have to like create an arbitrary process, an arbitrary outline. And in some ways, all outlines are a little bit arbitrary. You're just going, here's the structure. I'm just going to sort of like fake it. It seems to me this is probably true. But as I write, there is a good possibility that things will come to me. Insights will happen in the writing that will make me reshape my argument. And the challenge there, Pamela, is to not sort of like keep like blowing up your own project, but at the same time to not get so focused on the structure that you miss those insights that can be killer takeaways for the reader. And I think actually contributes to a much more honest book. I mean, when I read a book and it feels like the author is on an exploratory process with me, it feels like a journey. It feels really exciting. And if I feel like somebody's like sitting me down like a school teacher and they're just telling me what's up, I don't connect as much. I want to go on this journey, and I want it to be wrought with tension. And it sounds like we're writing a novel, but I think you can do that with an advice book. You can do that with a manual. I mean, you can do that in interesting ways that really show an air of humility as an author. You're not coming across as an expert. You're coming across as a fellow student who, you know, has gone a few steps ahead and says, "Hey, come on. This is the way. Let me show you some things. And look, this surprised me too." It makes for some fun things. And so I do think the question you want to keep asking yourself, and we have talked about this before, is when you get stuck in the research, or when you get stuck in the stories, or when you get stuck in like making this sound pretty, or you're worried that nobody will care, just keep coming back to the question, what is it I want to say? Because it is as simple as that. Writing a book is just saying something. And it doesn't have to be completely true for everybody all the time. It just has to be something that you believe needs to be said that hasn't been said the way that you're going to say it. And just say that well. Say it clearly and say it well. And if you do that, you've done your job.
Right. I love that idea. And it's sort of this concept that we're focused on talking about the same topic that we had intended to talk about from the beginning, so we don't lose focus of our goal, but the angle that we use to approach it might change, or we may add angles. We may think we're going to approach it from this one angle, and then as we're going along, we discover that there are some other more interesting angles that we can also use. Does that sound accurate? That's kind of how I'm interpreting what you're saying.
Yeah. And I mean, a nonfiction book is basically an argument. There has to be an argument. And the argument can be, I think we should treat dogs better for this reason, this reason, this reason. Or I think we can make the world a better place through recycling. And here's simple step one, here's simple step two, here's simple step three. And it actually has to kind of be that simple. If you go, well, it's like a really complicated and nuanced idea, you lost me.
Mm.
The thing we're going for here is clarity. And so as we've mentioned before, a very practical way to abide by that is you go head down and you start writing, write out on a 3x5 card your argument. It should be a sentence.
Well, and that's what this quote is saying. Describe your greatness in a single sentence.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, what I love about that is what do you want people to say about you when you're gone?
Right.
And that's sort of a 7 habits idea. Begin with the end in mind. And Stephen Covey in that book, which was a best-selling book, because it's very clear,
right?
Successful people follow these 7 habits. Habit 1, habit 2, habit 3. You don't have to have a number in your title, but at the same time, that doesn't always hurt. Begin with the end in mind. And so in that book, he says, imagine your funeral. What do you want people to say at your funeral? What do you want them to say about you? He was a family man. She loved her pet chinchillas. I'm really into pets.
I'm hearing that in this episode.
They're always in my like metaphors and analogies. And I think that's a good question. What do you want to be different in your reader? What do you want them to say about you in this book when they're done? Do you want them to say, oh, that's interesting? I didn't know that. She helped me do such and such. Because those are all legitimate outcomes of a book that was entertaining, that's interesting. I have to tell everybody about it. I don't think there's a right or wrong one, but you need to be really honest with yourself.
Yeah, and, I want people to hold it up in one hand and shake it and go, this is the book that finally showed me how to create a good piece of content. This is it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you focus on that outcome, you'll achieve it. I mean, the reason that people don't achieve their outcome is they've got too many goals. And I'm this way. I'm going, well, like, I want to help people do such and such, but I want to tell a pretty story, you know?
Right.
And I want, like, part of what I want people to say, if I'm being honest, is, oh man, he is so smart. Like, but is that what I really want to happen? Because if they go, oh, he's so smart, but I have no idea what he just said.
Right.
Is that what I want?
Right.
No, I don't think so. I want them to say, yeah, he's smart and this was interesting, but like, here's my takeaway. This is different in my life. I did this thing because in this book, I read such and such, and it changed this for me. I want practical action. I want that to be an outcome of my book, and therefore, I have to put that in the book explicitly. I'm going to argue this, and my argument is going to have this sort of outcome. Hopefully, like if you change your mind about this thing, then you're going to do this, and life is going to be better for you. And,
so you're painting a picture of the transformation, it sounds like. And you're keeping that transformation in your mind as you write, but you're also kind of painting a picture of what that transformation will look like to the reader.
Yep. Yeah. And I think you actually explicitly state it to the reader. I want to argue da 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 da. And if you accept that argument, then you're going to do da 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 da. You know, like, and this is how you market the book. You say, this is a book that's going to help you, bam, bam, bam. A friend of mine who sold millions of books out of all of her books is a very well-known author, said, when I approach a book, I ask myself, like, what are like the 3 to 5 things that I want the reader to immediately do as soon as they're done reading? Like, they should be able to get up tomorrow and do these things. And these things could be, I'm going to smile more, or I'm going to like love my spouse better, or think differently about such and such. It doesn't have to be like practical action. Like, now I know how to, you know, change a tire, but it could be those things. But the point is, people say all the time, oh, I want to make an impact. What does that mean? And I love that idea. What, when they're done reading your book, can they get up and do tomorrow? And think about it, you know, 3 to 5 things. And that becomes the meat of your argument. And then every chapter is just moving people closer towards the ability to achieve those outcomes. And then within that, you can think of all the little bunny trails and sidesteps.
Sub arguments, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, there can even be like, if this happens, then this might happen. But, you know, maybe like this is going to happen to you. And if that happens to you, then you're going to have to figure out this. And there can be fluidity to it. So, if you do step one, you're going to learn how to write a better blog post. But, you know, but what happens when nobody reads it? Well, then you're going to have to do this. But if you do this and then this thing happens, then you're going to have to do this. It can take you in a lot of different directions. And so by the end, somebody needs to go, okay, I got this. Now, right. It's very simple. I know that I need to do this, this, and this, and I can start doing this tomorrow. I don't have to be a master at this, but I have an idea of what to do now. It's no longer hazy.
Right. Love it. All right. Super helpful. My next step is to start doing the actual writing, and we're going to have a little break from recording together because you have important family life milestones happening soon.
Baby girl.
New baby. So that's happening soon. It's possible that at some point in the process, I'll pop on and just let people know how it's going. And record some things myself. And then you and I are going to pick up again in a few weeks and I'll let you know where things are at and we'll just keep going.
Sounds great. Happy writing to you, Pamela. Good luck. Don't forget your argument. Don't be like me and get lost in the nuance of this is interesting. An editor friend of mine told me recently, man, it's so cool that you're reading 100 books for that book. And it's so neat that you're doing all this research. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Oh man,
about your research.
That's harsh.
Hide your research.
Right.
If you can't just altogether delete it, like you want to cite your sources, of course, but like what you want, like what I want is I want to go, look, like I read 100 books and I'm like reading stuff from the 15th century. Doesn't that impress you? Isn't that interesting? No, nobody cares. No, what they want is they want that outcome. You know, they want to be able to do this.
It's the what's in it for me factor, right?
So hide all that other crap, help people. And I think you have a much smaller ego than I do. So you're going to do a great job at that. But I just thought, yes, nobody cares. Nobody cares about my bookshelves. They just want to know, what is this going to do for me? Is it going to entertain me? Is it going to provoke me? Is it going to help me do this, this, and this? I maintain that a book can do whatever you want it to do, but just be clear with the reader about what you want it to do, and then do that, and then get out of there.
Right. Okay. Great parting thoughts. Thank you so much, Jeff.
You're welcome. Thank you.